It's time again for our weekly Arts Roundup with Minnesota Public Radio's arts and culture reporter, Marianne Combs. How's it going?
Good, thanks. Jade, we've got a lot of interesting things coming up this weekend that I think you guys are going to be pretty enthused about. We've got a water theme going on this week. First off, the Mississippi Riverboat Ballet. This is actually going to be, 50 boats on the Mississippi River in a choreographed dance on the water. Patrick Scully, he came up with the idea. He's done this before, and so he's bringing it to Minnesota, and he's gotten it all organized. It's happening this Friday evening at 7 o'clock, and it's just going to be an amazing sight of kayaks and all boats of all different sizes interacting with each other, but doing a dance on the river.
I have to ask an amateur question here. Are you talking about, are there dancers on the boats?
The boats are the dancers. Okay. The boats are dancing.
I thought I was the only person imagining that, and then that turns out to actually be the fact.
Yes, this is actually what's going to be happening. The dancers will be boats. There'll be bicycle pontoon boats, canoes, kayaks, rowing shells, rafts, rowboats, sailboats, windsurfers, all dancing together.
And this has been choreographed and planned out. They all know.
Yes. So they've been practicing. Crashes. They've been practicing. So no, hopefully no crashes on the water. So that's your big water event. This is Friday night, 7 o'clock. It's over by the Ole Olson Park, down by on West River Road near the Minneapolis Park and Recreation Board headquarters, if you don't know the area well. Then a much more intimate boat on the water experience. The Floating Library, which has been going on for a couple summers now, where you can canoe up to this floating library and check out a book and read it on the water and then bring it back. This Saturday night at 8 o'clock, they're doing Moonlight Paddle and Poetry. This is on Silver Lake at Silverwood Park. So you can go out and listen to poetry as you paddle, as the moon comes up over Silver Lake. Doesn't that sound dreamy?
That sounds really beautiful. Do they have rentals there, or do you have to bring your own boat?
I believe you can pick out a rental. You can paddle out to find a selection of artist books, zines, chapbooks, and bookish sculptural objects and other artist-made printed matter for checkout and perusal on the water. They do ask that you not swim to the library because, you hang on the edge and you're all wet.
Touching the paper.
Yeah.
How are you going to give the book back in any kind of good condition if you got out there doing a crawl?
So that's your smaller, more intimate on-the-water experience. And then finally, the last one, Minnesota Fringe Festival, opens tonight. Big deal. It's this huge theater festival every summer. So I picked one out for you. The Boatmaker. Shipwrecked on a lonely peninsula with a strange wizard and his assistant, Jack dreams of building stronger, better boats that won't sink. Overcoming all obstacles, he succeeds, but success comes with a price. That's The Boatmaker. That's going on at Theater in the Round, and it's part of this year's Minnesota Fringe Festival. This one, there's a show tonight at 5:30, as well as on Saturday, and then a few more dates into next week for part of the Fringe Festival. So you have boats and ballet, boats and poetry, and boats and theater.
Thank you so much, Mary Ann, as always. And you can go to thecurrent.org and check out the details of all of those boat water events that are going on this weekend. And as always, we'll play you some lovely parting music as we say goodbye.